Hello, and welcome to The Good, The Bad, The Ugly, your go-to weekly podcast for the latest news in pharma. I'm your host, Andrea Corona, and you're listening to a special news review edition of Offscript, Pharma Manufacturing's podcast that goes beyond the pages of our magazine to discuss the issues that matter most to our industry. Join us every week as we do a quick review of three compelling stories from the pharma world. From pipeline updates to FTC scrutiny, we've got a lot to cover today, so let's jump right in. First up, let's take a look at the good news. Vertex Pharmaceuticals has kicked off 2024 by staying busy, submitting a new drug application to the FDA for its cystic fibrosis therapy, vanzacaftor triple combination, and a corresponding marketing authorization application to the European Medicines Agency. Combination drug has received fast track and orphan drug designations from the FDA for cystic fibrosis treatment. At the same time, Vertex submitted its NDA using a priority review voucher. In cystic fibrosis, mutations reduce the amount and function of the CFTR protein on cell surfaces. The medications vanzacaftor and tezacaftor help increase the protein levels by improving its processing and transport to the cell surface. Now, let's take a look at last week's pharma bad news. MacroGenics has reported the deaths of 5 patients in its ongoing Tamarack Phase 2 trial, which assesses the efficacy of Vobra Duo in treating metastatic castration-resistant prostate cancer. Updated interim data revealed that while the treatment showed promise in reducing prostate-specific antigen levels, other safety concerns have arisen, particularly within the higher dosage cohort where 3 deaths are currently under investigation. Though 2 other deaths were deemed unrelated to the drug, the safety profile of Vobra Duo continues to be closely scrutinized. Despite these concerns, MacroGenics remains cautiously optimistic about the future of Vobra Duo, given its targeted mechanism against the B7H3 protein is commonly found in various solid tumors. The drug links an antibody to a potent cytotoxic drug that specifically targets and kills B7H3-expressing cancer cells, potentially minimizing side effects of other treatments. As MacroGenic prepares for a possible Phase 3 trial based on the comprehensive review of final trial data expected later in 2024, the focus remains on Vobra Duo's potential for treating metastatic prostate cancer that's castration-resistant, and other similar cancers. Now, let's go ahead and talk about the ugly. Catalent and the Novo Nordisk Foundation have encountered regulatory scrutiny from the U.S. Federal Trade Commission over their proposed $16.5 billion merger, receiving a second request for additional information. The request extends the FTC's review period by 30 days after the companies submit the required details, impacting the anticipated timing of the deal's closure. In a May SEC filing, Catalent disclosed that both parties are actively compiling the necessary information to facilitate antitrust approval, aiming to expedite the process. This deal marks Novo's second attempt at filing after initially withdrawing their application due to FTC discussions, according to an April Catalent SEC filing. The merger involves Novo Holdings divesting 3 Catalent fill-finish sites for $11 billion to a subsidiary, Novo Nordisk, post-merger, enhancing Novo Nordisk production capabilities for its weight loss and diabetes treatments. Despite the FTC's recent rigorous examinations of pharmaceutical mergers, as seen in Amgen's acquisition of Horizon Therapeutics, Catalent and Novo Nordisk remain optimistic about meeting their late 2024 closure target. And with that, we wrap up this week's episode of Offscript, The Good, The Bad, The Ugly. We've seen the highs and the lows of the pharma world, and as always, we'll keep an eye on these stories and bring you the latest developments in our next episodes. I'm Andrea Corona, Senior Editor here at Pharma Manufacturing, thanking you for tuning in. Stay informed, stay curious, and don't forget to read more at pharmamanufacturing.com.